Okay, so leave it. I need it. I'll be here. And I'll be here.
Right, okay. 1 second.
Okay, so where are we holding? Let's go through the Tosfos again. Okay, so what are we holding right now? So in Tosfos, we wanted to build that there's a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rosh over here. The basic question the Rishonim is, what is the difference between our case and the case of Rav Basra with Kol Da'alim Va that was given Yachloiku from that says Yachloiku as opposed to Kol Da'alim Va? So Tosfos says that the key to understanding the difference is that they're both Lamaisa Muchzakim, and because they're both Muchzakim, says Tosfos, we have to say Ki Ilu Yesh Kol Echad Bevadai Hachetzi. Right, they're both Bevadai Chetzi. The Anansa Hadi, because we have an Anansa Hadi which says that each one, whatever each one is holding, is his. Yeah? The Chevaman is Shlishi. The Madame Gomorrah Latalis. The Chashiva Husha Anifka Toifus Becheska Shneihem. Kilohem Atsum Zahimba, the Hemashan Yadavad of Haminayu, Vainakuyu Kaholis Emets, Velachen Yemunach Munach Munach. Aval Latalis, the Kilame Matavayu Yachloiku. So says Tosfos, by Mona Shlishi, and then Tosfos has to come and explain, what is the difference, what is the reason by Mona Shlishi that we don't say Yachloiku, is because there, Ein HaChaluka Yachloiku L'Yoisemes, and we explain, that Tosfos holds, that the Muchzakas tells you, Ki Ilu Yesh L'Kol Echad Bevadai HaChetzi, and when the Beis Din know that that's not Yachloiku L'Yoisemes, that creates a stira, that creates a dissonance, yeah? That creates a dissonance between them, right? And Mamela, you have to say Yehemunach, right? And the reason for that is because the Muchzakas is telling you that it is Bevadai, each one has a Chetzi, but the Beis Din knows that that's not Emes. So Mamela, what do you have to do? You have to split. Oh.
You have to Munach.
What?
You have to Munach. Because they're based in those...
You have to do Munach. Thank you. Yeah? All right? Now, and Mamela Tosfos says, by Arba, the difference is that Arba, the no one's being Muxer. So now, just want to finish off the Tosfos before we start the Rosh. Tosfos says over here, right? Ulasumchus, afa gav de ein Muxakim bo, ve ein hachaluka yachol el yois emes, Hecha di ikha drora de mamoina, hirish, shebelota an asayim, yish safik lebeistin yachloiki. Yeah? Okay, so now, says Tosfos, by Sumchus, even though the chalukah is not the MS, and they're not mechzakim, we say yachloiku. So now I just want to be machadid over here, what Tosfos is saying. We were discussing this on Friday. I think it's just like a chosham and a kudah to speak out. So this is to say that, but etzem, the reason why we're saying we do a chalukah in our Mishnah is because there is a muchzakas which is telling you that each one gets half. But if I know that's not emes, so I've created a stira, and mamela I have to say Yehei Munach. Now by chalukah it's true that they're not muchzakim, right? But it's only yacholil yos emes. So why are we splitting over here? In other words, over there also it's ein yacholil yos emes. So why is it that we're happy to still split over there, even though the basis is essentially paskening something that we know isn't true? Masha'en came over here by Muchzakus. When it's Muchzakus, so we know it's not true, but we know by a drawer of the reminder, we're also passing things that are not, it's not MS. So what? That it's Ein Yachalilu, it's MS over here by us. Well, what's the difference? What's the Nakuda over here? What's the Nakuda? So I just want to be Machadah this a little bit, right? It's a Vishnikul Shalil Hashem Chuba. The point over here is like this. Tosfos is saying, When you have a muchzakus, so then what does the muchzakus do? The muchzakus is telling you that the Beis Din are being machria and saying each one has half. In other words, that's a hachra of the Beis Din. It's a hachra of the Beis Din. The Beis Din are the ones that are saying yachloka, because the Beis Din are looking at the evidence in front of them and they're saying, you are muchzuk, you are muchzuk, you own half and you own half. And we'll see when we go into the Rosh that it's that the Tosfos is mamash, like he says, that it's a hachra bevada, a hachra vadois, right? In other words, we say, we paskin that you own half and you own half based on the muchzukas. So now, if we know that that's not Yechayil Yosemes, so now what are we doing over here? The Beis Din is being doirish. The Beis Din is now, from its koya, from its hachra, from its psak, paskening something that is not MS, right? That we can't tolerate. However, when we're talking about a drorah d'mona, and this is the ikon akuda, Tosis says it's a drorah d'mona. So what's the akuda? The nakuda is, it's over here, it's that there's a suffix below ta'anosehim. What does that mean that it's a suffix below ta'anosehim? It means that the matzav is a suffix. Right? When the talis comes in, when we see two people holding the talis, we don't see a suffix. Could be their shutfim, yeah? What's creating the suffix? What's creating the suffix is their tainas, right? So now what happens? The Beis Din have to get involved and they have to paskin the suffix. When it's a drorah d'mona, there is be'etzem a suffix over here. That means it's a suffix below ta'anasehim. The matzav is a suffix. So now when we say yachloiku over there, is it pshat that the Beis Din are making a yachloiku? It's not the Beis Din are not making a yachloiku. The matzav is demanding a yachloiku. Right? It's not MS. Yeah, mata rotze, right? But what are we supposed to do over here? Right? There's a suffix be'etzem over here. The matzav screams a yachloiku over here. Because there's no way to figure this out. It's not that their tainas are creating a suffix. The situation that we're in is a situation of suffix ba'atz musay. Right? So of course there's a yachlok over here. It's not MS. So what? But that's not a problem, because the Beis Din are not demanding a yachlok. It's not coming from the Beis Din. It's coming from the matzav, right? Right. So even though there that it's, we know that it's not MS. So that's okay, because it's for sure it's a yachloku that's for sure midin pshara. It's midin from just reacting to the fact that there's a suffix over here. We're paskening yachloku. That psak could create a muchzakas at the end of it, by the way, after the psak. Yeah, once the Beis Din paskening, the Rebbe Chanan gets involved in all of this stuff, right? But the point is that where's the yachloku coming from? The yachloku is coming from is that ef shalad, right? So the Beis Din are paskening. You get half. Right? Yeah? That means that it's not MS. Yeah, for sure. The Beis Din are not telling you that you get half. The Beis Din are saying, we have to split. Right? Yeah? Hagam that it's not MS. Right? That it's a suffix, Shibbolot, like he says.
That's what, how you
that's what the that's words Tosis. Mean. That's what the words mean. Yeah. That's what the words mean according to Tosis.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah? So, just one second, let me just finish, then we'll, so the answer to the question is what's the difference between them, is that Tosfos has a problem of paskening yachloka when it's ein yachol yosemes, when the psak is coming mikoyach the Beis Din. In other words, the hachra of the Beis Din is a yachloku. It's they're the ones that are pushing, causing the yachloku. Now, why is that? Because the Beis Din are saying that if you're muchzak, anachnu poskim sheyesh lecha chetzi veyesh lecha chetzi. Right? That's not MS. Problem. Right? But by a drama or a minor, so sure the Beis Din are paskening that. The situation is a yachloka. It's a suffix. So it's not MS. Yeah, but he gufa. There's an unsolvable riddle over here. So we are saying yachloka. Right? Yeah. That's not a stira. That's not an issue. That it's ain yachol yos MS. Okay.
Is it Beis Din? It's only Beis Din that can't. That has to be honest.
So it's no. Don't. I don't like the words. Right? Yeah. It's not an issue of honest. Right. It's an issue of the Beis Din can't paskin something that is not MS.
Right.
Here the Beis Din are not paskin. It's something to do with the Beis Din. The situation is a suffix. So you split. Right. Yeah. That's what you have to do. The Beis Din, of course, are paskining that and they're giving that a. They're giving
that.
No. There's a clear chiluk, right? The chiluk is that it's coming from the psak of the Beis Din as opposed to the situation, right? It's a clear chiluk. It's a clear chiluk. Yeah, right. Yeah, go on.
According to Tosfos, when does the case of Eino Yachola Miyot Emet is the only thing that determines whether it's Yehemuna or Honda and Gabar and Muxakis.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you say Honda and Gabar when it has neither of these two elements.
Yes. Yes, yes, that's what we said. That's what we said. We said that before. That we built that in the last thing. I don't want to get into that again. That even if it's any Cholos Emes, that it doesn't destroy them of Zakas, right? But fine. Okay, now. Well, that's Tosfos. Now, we saw in the Rosh, that the Rosh is under a Diburim, right? The Rosh says the Shlaim of Zimbadal, over there. The reason is the Rosh is like Tosfos in the sense that he says that the Pesach of Yachloku in our Mishnah is based on the Muchzakus. It's based on the Muchzakus. Right? That means that the difference between Baba Basra and over here, the reason why Baba Basra is called the Alim Gvar, and over here it's Yachloku, is because over there they're Muchzakim. That's the difference, right? Huh? Sorry, over here they're muhzakim. Elowot. So it says, but the muhzakis does a different thing. The Rosh is saying the muhzakis does a different thing. Let's read the words, right? Now, says the Rosh, about four lines down into the beginning of the simon. Kiven de shnehem baim lefenehem muhzakim beguf atalis. Anu tzrichim lefsof din yachloichu. The kol davasha anu roim. Now, Tosfos said, you have to understand what the Rosh is doing over here. People put the comma in the wrong place in the Rosh and then they read it a bit wrong. When the Tosfos says, because they're muhzakim, we have to say, you have to read it with the afopi, right? Yeah. Well, Tosfos, what the Rosh clearly wants from his raya over here is that when someone is muhzakim, when they come and they're muhzakim, we have to consider it that it's his, even though someone's being ma'arer, like we see by Nasa de Rebbe Abba. In other words, what does the Rosh see from the Gemara in Nasa de Rebbe Abba? What's the case of Nasa de Rebbe Abba? Right, someone. They come into Basin, one guy's holding the Nascha, right? And he basically says, yeah, I chupped it from Yenum, but it's mine, right? So what does the Basin say over there? No, you have to give it back to him. Because once we have an established Morakama, we have an established Mufzakus, right? Even though there's a Safek Lefaneinu, even though the guy's being Mo'oirer, but if someone takes it away from them, we have to Chashvin and Lay, we have to consider it as if it's his, and it's a Gezela if you take it away from him, right? No, he comes in holding it by himself. Right? It says, in chatvi, aval didi chatvi. Right, yeah? So to say, give it back to him. Right? You have to say, give it back to him. Now.
Why don't we just say, in that case, why don't we say meet
them? What? Say okay, that's okay. Right. Tosfos over there wants, so what does the Rosh build from the Gemara in Baba Bas, from Nasa de Rebbe Yama? What he's building from Nasa de Rebbe Abba is that we have to consider, once someone's a muhzuk, when something is taken away from him, we have to consider that as a gzela. Mamela builds the Rosh like this. We can't paskin kol da'alim gvar over here. We can't paskin kol da'alim gvar. Because once they're muhzukim, we have to consider each one what he's holding as if it's his. And Mamela, if we paskin kol da'alim gvar, we're condoning gzela. And the basin have to be moicha on that. We're not allowed to allow that to happen, like you see from Nascha de Rebbe Abba. Dahainu. The Rosh says, the Rosh has a different tone to Tosfos. Tosfos says that when you come in with muhzukim, we say, ki ilu yesh l'kol echad bevadai hachetzi. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says that when we see muhzakim, now what we have to say is that if anyone takes from it, it's a gzela, and the sachakol from that is that it prevents us from using kol da'alim gvar. Right? That is what the muhzakas does for us. Right? Now, look, and the Rosh continues. The Rosh continues and says that be'etzem, halavai we could use kol da'alim gvar. Be'etzem kol da'alim gvar is a better psak. Why? Right? Yeah. And when we don't have this issue of muhzakim, we'll use kol da'alim gvar. We can use kol da'alim gvar, and we will. And for sure we would never say yachloiku. Why? Because yachloiku is a b'di'evit, because maybe it's not, maybe someone's chapping someone else's money, right? But kol da'alim gvar has a mila, explains the Rosh. They actually can be megala the emes, because the Svaras do it, right? Because the guy that is that's really here is going to be Moshe Nefesh. It's Karav HaDavar that he'll have Rayas, right? It makes more sense to Paskin called the Alin Gvar, right? And it sounds like in the Rosh whenever we can. Elawad, but when there's a Muchzakas, we can't, because now we have a Muchzakas, and if we see someone taking from it, the Klape us, that's someone taking away from Muchzakas, and that's called stealing. We see that from Nasa de Rabbi Abba, so Kolda and Gwa has now been taken off the table, right? Yeah? That is what the Rosh says. אבל הכה דשניהם מוחזקים בגבותלס אנו מחויבים למחות שלא יגזול היחד את חבר הלכך אם היינו פוסקים להם כל דענו כבר היה גוזל מה שביד חבר היינו אנחנו צריכים לפסוק להם דין חלוק right? yeah? okay? now where's So what's the machlokes over here between the Rosh and the Tosfos? So I tell you how the Olam learns this. The Olam Yeshivas learns this. This is based the Rebbe of this was Rabbi Sazalman, right? Yeah, okay. Says this. If you really want to see it, I'll print it out for you. It's an Evanizer. Right. He is the Rebbe of this war. But I'll tell you the catchphrase, right? Which is dangerous. Catchphrases are very dangerous, right? Because then you sound intelligent without actually understanding what you're talking about. Right. So I'll tell you what the catchphrase is, and then we'll explain it. Right. We'll explain it. Right. So the way Rabbi Sazalman explains is that Tosfos holds that the chalukah, the machzakas creates a chalukah bevadai. Masha'enki in the Rosh, it's called a chalukah misafik. Right? It's a chalukah, the machzakas creates a chalukah misafik. Right? Yeah? It's still a safik. So what does that mean? That's the catchphrase. Right? Yeah? Okay? So what does that mean? What does it mean? Right? So now, says the Havana in this is like this. So it seems to be, on, let's just say this on a basic level first, that there's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Tosfos on how strong the muchzakas is. When I see someone being muchzak in something, how strong is that? Right? So we know that if someone's holding it by himself, and we say hamotzi mechaver alav araya, it could be that when it's like that, it's different. But here in the Mitzvah, we have two people muchzakim, and there's a suffix lefanenu in the basin. Now, when I see two muchzakim, Tosfos holds, that muchzakas says, it paskins, it's a machriya in the suffix. It says, each one of you, bevadai has chetzi, because you're a muchzak. That's the koyach of muchzakus. Right? That's what muchzakus tells us. In other words, it's machriya. Ata muchzak bechetzi is a shelcha. Not because, Mistama. No, bevadai. Right? That's what Tosfos says. If you're a muchzuk, you own half. That is the psak. Right? That's a hachra. Lefi ra'is aneinu, the base of the machriya, you own half and you own half, and that's where the chalukah comes from. It's a hachra vadois. Masha'en kein, the Rosh holds that muchzakus doesn't go that far. It doesn't create that. It doesn't make it that strong. That it's a hachra vadois. You definitely own half. No, yesh po safek lefaneinu. Elama. Right? Now you are a muchzuk. The basin doesn't have rishus to take that away from you, right? We don't have rishus to officially, al-yaday psak, al-yaday us getting involved, remove your muhzakus. Because the firo is in, you have a muhzak, right? You have a chazaka on this thing. Are the basin mistapek over here? Yeah? Aval mana aseh? I can't, I'm paskening yachlog, but mikoyach sofek. I see that there is a sofek over here. I'm still mityaches to a sofek over here. Elowa, because there's a muhzakus, I don't have a rashus now to take this away from you in an official capacity. So Mamela, Kol Da'anu Gvar is off the table, right? But the chalukah over here is a chalukah midin sofek. Yeah? Okay? Now.
Does that show that Kol Da'anu Gvar is a psak? Because it says
the Oilem discusses, yeah? The Oilem wants to know, what's Shankol de Alengva? Is it a siluk from Beis Din, or is it an actual psak? That's another hakira. I'm purposely staying away from this, right? Because I don't know if there's enough coming at all. It's literally, I'm not sure, yeah, but either way, there's definitely, I found the Tosfos read yesterday, Someone show me the Tosfos read. The Tosfos says behedia tsiluk. Call down and invite is the basin saying, we're out of here, just, you know, sort it out between you, right? Yeah. The Devarim Mufarashi.
Of course, when I
go
to the Rosh as well.
Lo, Zerbayashili.
Rosh things is good.
Yeah, the Aniyas, it sounds to me the Rosh is a Pesach.
It's a mix.
It's a mix.
It's a mix.
It's a
mix.
Yeah.
After the
course
of
the
Aniyas, it's a mix. Is it a fight forever?
Oh, yeah, or is it that once someone thing, yeah, but how do you stop it? Whatever, yeah, yeah, that maybe is enough for me now. Does it create a mozokas at the end of it? Or can it keep going perpetually? Right? To me, it sounds like in the Russian it's a psak. But I'm not sure, okay, there could be a paskin there, it goes on forever.
The Russian Bobabas attack a hole, so once one guy got it, Ali, I can't take it away.
So it could be holes, it's a psak. Yeah, yeah. So, but look, if you look at the Rosh says, first of all, I'll go from the I don't want to get on this too much now, right? I really don't. Because to me, it's a little bit of a red herring on me, right? But the Maaseh, look what the Rosh says. At the end, what I just read, about Hakad the Shnayim of Sakim Beguf Atalit, Anu Mechoyabin Limchot Shiloi Zerve, Helkach, Im Hayinu Poskim. Kol da'alim gvar, if we would paskin kol da'alim gvar, echad mehem hayagoza mashviyan chavero, right? First of all, the Rosh says that he says that the basin paskin kol da'alim gvar, right? If it's a siluk, it's not a psak, it's a basin just saying that we're getting out of it, right? It's not a psak, right? Yeah? But kol da'alim gvar is. No, see, that is what I think everyone is reading it wrong, right? That's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying over there. That's a red herring. The Rosh over there, the Rosh is saying over there, wait. The Rosh is saying over there, because there's no muchzakus, when I'm paskening kol da'alim gvar, I don't have a problem of I'm allowing someone to steal. I don't have to, when you chap it, have to be say, hey, ata lo yachol lasu zeh, ata gozel, right? I don't have that issue, right? That's what the Rosh wants over there. That's not what he's saying over there. I don't think that's a raya at all, right? Yeah? Anyway, fine. But anyway, let's focus on this. Can we focus on this? Because to me, this is a side point now in the Tosfos. Is it a psak? Is it not a psak? Right? But either way,
right? Tosfos based on the base says that in the case of Aniyah Raktiyah, where you have a vada ikramos, and you still say a chloidu.
Yeah.
So how could he say that you're doing a chloidu because of mitzvos? How could you give a Ramai a chazaka? So it just says on based on the base that you say a chloiku, even if vadaik ramos in aniyah raktiyah.
Huh?
So it says on based on the base in aniyah raktiyah, there's vadaik ramos, it says that you say a chloiku.
Yeah.
We're saying that Tosfos on based on with aleph, that the reason why you say achloika is because there's a mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So Anan Sahadi that they both have half and we say achloika.
Yeah.
But Tosfos on base on the base says you say achloika even when vadaik ramos.
Yeah, because it.
But how are you going to give a chazakus or
ramos? No, but there's a mitzvahs. There's a mitzvahs. Tosfos deals with that here. He says as long as it's yochol li yosemes, they could have made as long as
it's not yochol li yosemes.
What?
Say vada ikramo.
No, yochol li yosemes. He says here, Omerpo. He says, yeah. If I should remember the Tosfos with his shneiim, vada chamenai, vein yochol li yochol yosemes. Here you mona chashivot. And zeh gedolim utavai. And b'chein sham adukim b'shta. And we're not going to see the shneiim adukim bo. The chaluk yochol li yosemes.
Based on the base. Based on the base.
That's not
yarakil. Based on the base.
Maybe it was machna to him hard. I don't know. I'll have to see. Right?
They were knitting, they sew it together.
Yeah. No, there's definitely a ramai. Zevadai.
Yeah.
Vadai ramai is not the same thing as any achol yosemes. It's not necessarily the same thing. It's not necessarily the same thing. Right? By shnayim adukim b'shtal is also vadai ramai. Someone is definitely lying. They could both be lying. Right? It could be that they both know that they paid one half and both of them are lying. But there's definitely someone lying over there, right? Yeah, Elowah, because it could be MS, it's enough, right? Manashish is the only one where Tosfos is not willing to say it even could be MS, right? So not necessarily the same. We'll have to see what's in Niyar Raktiyah, right? Vadai Ramai, Vadai, right? Any Yacholu is MS, I don't know, right? Yeah, okay, we'll have to see. Okay, now, So hold on. So that's what it means. You have a chalukah b'vada and a chalukah b'sofik. The Rosh is saying that no, it doesn't create. It's not when I have a muchzakas, it doesn't paskin, right? That it's b'vada. Each one owns a half. Elo what? I now can't allow you to take from him because I see a muchzakas lefanai, and I have to paskin yachlokah. I can't do kol da'alimva. Now here's the nekuda. Yeah. Like, where's that machlokes coming from? Where's all of this coming from? Right. So,
did something force the Rav to say this, or just it looks like that?
What do you mean? I mean, like the whole din of dvarim in the Rosh is that no? But yeah. Why is he bringing a Rav from Nasa the Rebbe Abba? But you see in the Rosh that Kol Da'alim Va is the preferred psak, right, of the Rosh. Why? So here, I want to get to this more. I want to get to the omic of this as well. Rav Nachum has a yesod that he wants to bring out over here, which is he wants to say like this. The Rosh holds that when the basin are trying to make a hachra, they have to be machriya the suffik, right? They have to be machriya the suffik. In other words, like this. Let's ask ourselves a question. What's being ma'ira the suffik lefaneinu? What's the thing that's being ma'ira the suffik? So the thing that's being ma'ira the suffik is their tainas. In other words, when they come in holding the talis, right? So that doesn't ma'ira in front of based in a suffik. It could be that they're shutvim, they both own it together, they picked up together, or they picked up the talis together. That's not ma'ira the suffik. What's ma'ira the suffik? What's ma'ira the suffik, and therefore what defines the suffik? Each one says, kula sheli. Right? That's the suffik. The suffik is it his or is it his? That's the suffik. Kula chadomer shehu hu igbi akodim. So now, what do you want to do? You want to say, but I see a muchzakus. I see a muchzakus that says that he owns half and he owns half. Says the Rosh, yeah, but zelo asafik. The suffik isn't whether he owns half or he owns half. The suffik is it his or is it his? Right? That's the suffik. Right? In other words, you can't use muchzakus to be machriya a suffik when the tzadeh ha-suffik are different to what your hachro is. What's the tzadeh ha-suffik over here? Yeah, and this is what Rav Nachum's thought was, is that the Rosh holds that the Tzadeh HaSafik are defined by the Tainas, because the thing that's being Ma'ur the Safik are the Tainas over here, right? So Amela, when he says, Kula Shani Hu Kula Shani, the Safik is it his or is it his? So when you are now being Machriya with the Yachloku, that's not a Hachra Vadais, that's a Hachra Mitoch Safik. You're still not solving the Safik. The Rosh has this, the Rosh holds, that when you have a suffik lefanecha, the hachra, if you want to say that the sack of the basin has a dargah of hachra, right? So you have to address the suffik, right? You have to address the actual suffik. What are the study has suffik over here? What's ma'ira the suffik? The suffik is kula shela. You're not coming minatzad, and you're saying, yeah, look, muhzakus, you own half. Very nice, that's not a suffik over here, right? So that can't ever be a hachra. It can create, it can say, look, we're going to paskin like this, and it's a psak mitoch sofik, right? It's a psak, yeah? We're going to say, your muhzik, we'll paskin yachloku. But that psak is coming mitoch sofik, it's not a hachra, right? Whereas Tosfos holds that, no. Basin have a rishus, lefi ro'ose nehem, if they see, if the sofik can be however you want to define it. But lefirai senenu, if we have a derech to be machriya, we have the rishus to use that, and it has a darga of hachra. Right? That's how you say that Rav Nachum wants to say. Right? Okay.
Say it to
us again.
According to Tosfos,
lefirai senenu, we have a hachra. You're a muhzuk, you own vaday hachetzi, you own vaday
hachetzi.
So, it doesn't matter that we're not addressing the suffix that you set up lefanayinu. That's all that, yeah. The suffix is ma'ira because of their tainas. You have another way that's mechutz. You have a way to be machriya it despite their tainas. You can use that, right? It's a hachra, right? It's a hachra.
How can you say that's about?
Because I have an episode. This guy says it kula shuli. This guy says shuli. In other words, it is. Let's say someone luyitzu. Just imagine the scenario. They come in. They say kula shuli. Someone brings to me CCTV. Shows me they picked up exactly the same time. To say, I can't be machriya in that sort of way because you said that the suffix is it yours? machbatli. Anira epo that you picked up the chetzi. Ani machria zel. Right. Tosfos holds. When the base and seam of zakus, the mechzakus is strong that it creates a vadas that he owns half and a vadas that he owns half. Ani machria. Right. Says the Rosh. Ani mechzakus zel lo kaseh. It's not that strong that you come with a vadas, a machria, like a CCTV kaze. Like the, no, it's not. Memele, you're not addressing the suffix. You have to address the suffix. So Memele, your hachra is always going to be a matara suffix. Asa, lama lo lishtemesh b'kol da'alim kvar? Ze yoter tov. Let's be machria the suffix. If our first agenda should always be to be machria the suffix. Actually be machria the suffix. If you can't do that with the mechzakus, so do you call Dalim Va? No. The mechzakus prevents me from doing that. Right? That's the that's how Reb Nachman wants to build it. Right? Yeah? Okay?
So the machlokes is whether the hachra needs to be connected to the tanis or not.
I'm not sure what came first over here, right? But like, there's two things over here, yeah. Right? Which is that according to the Tosfos, the muchzakas over here in this situation can create a vadar, so hachro, and according to the Rosh it can't. And the Reb Nachman is being ma'ora over here that be'etzem the study hasafik are not was it half half. The study hasafik was is it kula shelov or kula shelov. That's what was ma'ora the safik. That's the study hasafik. According to the Rosh, he said you can never because that's the study hasafik. You're still in a matzav. You haven't been machria the safik. You can set it. You and that's how you have to be machria. So a meila, it's always going to be Mugdar as a hachra misafik, right? Hashem, according to Tosfos, because the mechzakus is great of ados, even though I'm not addressing the side of the subject, it's a vada.
Yeah, but the Rav is saying
that. Okay, that's the ball. Okay, fine. Okay, that seems to be the issue of it. Fine. Oh, now. The end of the rush. What's the time over here? Okay. Oh my gosh. Right. I wanted to start. Right. The end of the rush is very problematic for me. Right. The end of the rush. The rush basically at the end wants to deal with why is Mana Shlishi different. That's what he wants. Why is Mana Shlishi different? Why over there do we say Yehei Munah? Right. Why over there do we say Yehei Munah? The reason why we say and says the Rosh over there, the Rosh basically builds, even if we know that there's a Vadai Ramai, right, once there's a Mechzakus, we don't have a problem still saying Yachloiku. Yeah? Even if we know there's a Vadai Ramai. Yeah? Yeah? Elowot, says the Rosh. Elowot, says the Rosh. He builds it from the Gemara of Yosef Chachamim. He says the Chachamim are not interested in Vadai Ramai. They have no problem. They have no problem saying even in a matzav of Vadai Ramai, we'll still say Yachloku because the Mechzakus pushes us to split. Right? Fight the Rosh. Says, why is Mana Shlishi different? Why not say Yachloku over there? Right? Why not say Yachloku over there? Says the Rosh, and he has this totally different nusach to Tosfos. He says because by Mana Shlishi, right, we know from Michutz, we know from Mibachutz, right. Mechutz the suffix, without the suffix, for the suffix is munach lefaneinu, we know already bevadai that it belongs to one of them. And memeila, we can't do a yachloku over there. Now, from here he makes a similar cheshman to Tosfos. You see a similar cheshman to Tosfos, which is that we still have a mechzakus, but we know, and the mechzakus would say, oh, well, look, you know, he has a right to half, and he has a right to half, maybe not Bavadai, but we see a Mechzakus. But we already know that it definitely only belongs to one of them. And that forces us to do a Yehei Munach. Right? Yeah? In that respect. But he doesn't say, Haladavahu, he doesn't use the same Lashon Tosfos that Ein Yochel Yoyes Emes. He doesn't say that. Right? He says, we know from already that Bavadai it belongs to one of them. Right? Okay? So now, is there what's he saying over here? What's the omic over here? So now I've been going back and forth over this. Shaya helped me with this now in saying it. Now, there's one thing over here which is clear between the Tosfos and the Rosh, right? Where I feel over here there's definitely something going on over here. Let's just think about this. The Rosh Nemaisa doesn't say any Yechol Elios Emes. Right. He doesn't say that. Right? Well, why not? Why not? Right? And Tosfos says, if it's any Yechol Elios Emes, that you were out. So here, there's a clear Lishitasim over here in Longus, right? Which is, what is the Mechzakus doing according to Tosfos? The Mechzakis is telling you, this guy Bevadai owns half, and this guy Bevadai is. In other words, we're trying to machriya b'toris vadai over here. So says Tosfos, if I know that it's Eini Yachoyle Liyos MS, right? So now, that doesn't work. Because when I'm trying to use the Mechzakis, I'm trying to be machriya b'toris vadai. But if I know that it's not MS, I can't be vadai, right? So Memela, I've got two things hitting each other, so I have to say Yehemuna. Right? Yeah? According to the Rosh, we were never trying to be machriya b'toris vadai. I wasn't looking to say, you know, with this Mechzakis, he got the laimet. Right, yeah? Igati laimet. This guy definitely owns half, and this guy definitely owns half. So if I'm on a shlishi, I know that it's any yachol liyot emet. I've got a problem. Why should that necessarily be a problem? I'm not trying to get to the emet. All I'm saying, all the muchzakas does is say that each one has a muchzakas. So I'm not allowed to take it away from you, but Torah is based in. Right? So, yavo hashor v'ishal. So what's any yachol liyot emet? Machpat lecha, right? It's a suffix, right? What's the difference between that and Sumchus? You also know it's not not emet over there, and you're still happy to paskin a safek. The Rosh when he comes when he's dealing with Manu Shlishi, it does sound the in Lomdus, it shouldn't be enough to just say any achol aliyot emet, because the Rosh never was trying to get to the emet. According to Tosfot, when you're saying that the Mechzakis creates a Vadai he owns Chetzi and a Vadai he owns Chetzi, and that's the reason why you're splitting. So if I know that that's not Emes, so then I have a problem. I definitely have a problem. Your Mechzakis tells me that you definitely own 50%. You definitely, it's a definitely, it's a Rechol Yod Emet. We know that, right? Problem, right? So according to the Rosh, that's not the Vor over here. It's not the Vor. So comes the Rosh, he has a different Svara. The difference, which is that no, I already know from an outside source. That it's bevadai belongs to one of them, right? It belongs to one of them, right? I know michutz l'safek. Now, what is this svara? What does Tosfos want over here? So, what does the Rosh want with this svara? Now, you could touch it, yeah. You could touch it. What's the safek call of the svara? What if I know from an outside source, it's Eini Yachol Liyot Emet? That's how you could touch it, yeah? But he doesn't use those lashonis. Right? He doesn't say that, right? Yeah?
It could be then why would it matter before or after? Who cares?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, I hear that point. Right? Now, it's mashmur to me, it's mashmur to you, that again, I'm perhaps building off what Rav Nachman was miyasid for us, right? That the Rosh says hold on, let me just think about this a sec. I'm not just slow to put myself up. It's very difficult. Yeah. Now there's and it gets worse. I just want to tell you, it gets worse. Sam was more a good kasha, and I found the Pekula Charifta asked it, the Sois asked it, the Sivas Amishpat asked it, everyone asked this kasha, yeah? Right? The Rosh says, what is the difference between Manu Shlishi and all the other cases? Tosfos lays out, right? Yeah, so Ani Araktia Vadai Ramai, but it could be it's both of this, right? Yeah, right. All of them by Mecca for Memka, right? They both gave money, right? But it could be the Mocheah had come out to sell to both of them, right? Yeah, all of them. Says so what's the difference between Manu Shlishi, right? The Manu Shlishi is that we already know before the latest story that it was definitely from one of them, right? It definitely belongs to one of them, right? Frank, the Pupula Harifta, and everybody else, right? Yeah, the Tumim, they all asked, right? Yeah, they were asked on the Rosh. Yeah, well, hold on. You just said before, also by Mecca Chomemka, by Nakat Zuzay Michad Minayim, we say Yachloku. Right? Now, let's think about that. Mecca Khumem comes selling you the talit, and he only took money from one of them. Right? That's exactly the same thing as Manush Joshi. Right? It's exactly the same thing. The Mocher took money from one of them, definitely only one of them, and we know that. He just doesn't remember who it was. It's exactly the same thing as Manush Joshi. We know from before Leidos HaSafek that it definitely belongs to one of them, we just don't know who it was. What's the difference? Yeah? What's the difference? Why over here do you not also say, do you not say Yahei Munach according to the Rosh? Yeah? But yeah, right? The Pepulah HaRifter basically, because of this, makes the Rosh in this whole thing the exact same thing as Tosfos. Yeah? Same thing as Tosfos. The Svara of the Rosh is basically Yachol Aliyot Emet, right? That's the Svara. That's the Svara, right? Yeah? It's Yachol Aliyot Emet. The difference between my Manush Joshi and everything else is that Manush Joshi is any Yachol Aliyot Emet. How is it Yachol Aliyot Emet by Nachas Yosei Mechamina? Because maybe after the sale they made an agreement and they split it between them. I say the same thing in Manush Joshi. It's not the Derech. Mamish the same thing. What? It could be they picked up together. It could be they picked up together. That's much easier.
That's much easier.
But the Pepulah HaRifter, because of this kasha, basically makes it a machlokas in words, right? It's just words. It doesn't really better mean anything, right? En po mashu amok, right? Yeah. And it's basically the same thing as Tosfos. And the taina what the Rosh is saying at the end, we know from outside the suffix, it means it's just a riot, and it means that any achol aliyot emet. That's all that means, right? Yeah. But Lemaisa, I have to tell you, it bothers me, right? And imargish po sheyesh po masha, because of this thing. It feels like this thing, but I'm not. It's a makom leiskavdei bo, right? Yeah.
It's not so crazy.
Right? If you can come up with something good, ani sameach meod lishmon.
It makes sense a little bit because with the
chabzis. Baruch no rival. We don't do rival. Okay. Hello. One second. Please, one thing. I don't want to start with the rival. One thing. I just want to open up the rival because the rival is a bit of a difficult, that Tosin Baba Basra is a difficult read. So let me just tell you what would be nice if we could achieve over the coming days. Tomorrow, finish up the Tosin Baba Basra you haven't started already, right? The Tosin Baba Basra has two things going on in there. One is, the first sheet in Tosin Baba is Sheetas Rabbeinu Tam. So now that we've dug into the Rosh and being fleshed it out, you should see that the Rabbeinu Tam is the Rosh. The Oto Shita Bidiuk, right, yeah? It's the yes. Same... it's the same shita. Then Tosfos brings the Rival. The Rival is a totally different kettle of fish. And the Rival says that the Yachloko of our Mishnah has got nothing to do with the Muchzakas. Even without Muchzakas, we would still say Yachloko. Got absolutely nothing to do with Muchzakas. And his Raya, the punchline of why the Rival learns like this, is because he has a Raya from Manush Joshi. Manush Joshi, says the Rival, is no one's being muchzuk, and the Gemara is doime it to talis. So how can you tell me that the Mishnah, that our Mishnah's Yachloku is built on muchzukus? By Manush Joshi, no one's holding it. Someone else is holding it. Now, if you remember, Tosfos and the Rosh, if you read the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, all of them, they felt this kasha. They felt this kasha, right? How can you say that by Manush Joshi's thing? So we said, if you remember in the last Chaburah, the Ran asks that kasha, and the Ran says this whole complicated shtickle Torah, which is that the Muchzakas is built on control and Shlita and dust, and because the mice and the money's in control of both, right? The Rival says, and also the Rimigash, by the way, the Rimigash also says, Babkes, Shtoyat Vehevel, Enpo Muchzakut, right? Don't tell me they're both Muchzak on the case of Manush Joshi. This is too Torahic, it's not MS. They are not Muchzakim. And Mimela, I got a raya from Manush Joshi that they're not Muchzakim. And yet the Mishnah, the Gemara there compares it to our Mishnah. And Mimela, the Yachloko of Mishnah has got nothing to do with Muchzakus. Zero. Right? Yeah?
That's
okay.
This is literal. He says purely literally. You have to be holding on to it or.
No, they're holding on to it over here. They are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They are Muchzakim over here.
No, wait.
Yeah, that's what you mean. Yeah. So now he says, so here's what you got to work through the Rival. So what's the difference between Arba and Al Sugya? Yeah. What's the difference between Manush Joshi and Yachloku? Right? That's now what you've got to work out in the Rival. And Rival, the central Nakuda in the Rival, you'll see, is Badeika Vadai Ramai. That's the central Nakuda in the Rival. Right? Yeah? And we'll see that Be'etzim L'Chorah, this is also going to be Shitas Rashi. Right? Okay? Now, let's find out what the Lomda says it is, and Tosis asks about three kashas on the Rival, which you've got to work through, right? Yeah, okay, and that's the long and short of it. So hopefully, Bezal Hashem, we'll try and finish the Rival, and I would like very much, right, if tomorrow we finish the thing and then we start the next Tosis, which is we get into Migul Raid, right? Okay, so I'd like to finish the Rival and maybe do a psicha for the. For the coming closest on Thursday. Okay? Okay, I've come, Rabotai.